Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, the president could call this a bipartisan action, you know, to prevent a bipartisan catastrophe, because the people who are being impacted are Republicans, Democrats, independents, fascists, whatever you want to call them, because they're all going to be evicted. It doesn't matter what color you are, what, you know, sex you are, and what age you are. He would be doing it to prevent a crisis of all peoples. And I think he should do it, because you know what? They were trying to do actions that, in fact, hurt the people. The Democrats are doing actions, speaking out, crying out for actions to help the people. Because once they're kicked out, they can't do anything about it. It's too late. And then they have to go through remediation. I mean, people are suffering from PTSD all over our country from what the Republicans have been doing for over 4 years. So I think that he should do it for the mental health. Well, first the safety, and then the mental health of our country. Because we've been through HLL every day it was something. Every day you had to watch the news to see what that Yahoo would do that was running our country. And the idiots that were following him. But then, you know, we have nonstop propaganda flowing from all the Republican radio stations, morning to noon to night, blaming the Democrats when they weren't even able to do anything to help the people. So that's what we're fighting against. And I hope he steps up to plate, because he took COVID and shoved it through. He's did a lot of great things. He needs to do this one for the people. And he can't even think about what they're going to think about it. Who cares what the Republicans think about it? They don't even think about the people. I think that would be a heroic measure by the President of the United States. And that's my 2 cents worth, Matt.
No, I love your 2 cents worth every day, and you hit the nail on the head as always, Jane. And here's the deal. I think Biden is a good and decent man. He's been in politics a long time, since 1972, represented Delaware in the U.S. Senate from 1972 till he was elected vice president in 2008, served with distinction. So Obama's vice president for 8 years till 2016, ran for president. Now he's president. There's not a more experienced person in the whole country at this business than he is. And I think that his instincts are very humane. Now, there are two areas that I think that he needs to step up to the plate in now. One of them he already has, that's on COVID. He has been so good about getting vaccinations around, getting them around free, getting testing around free, pushing through the COVID relief bill, several trillion dollars. And that really saved a lot of people in a lot of states. And, but, you know, now on things like evictions, and I think you're talking somewhat about that, on evictions, there is a crisis. There's a crisis. Right now, there are over 3 million people who are facing eviction in the next 60 days. And a lot of them have kids. A lot of them are single moms. And you have something like 13, 18 million people long-term who owe $20 billion. And Biden's already provided the money to the states. Some of them sit on it. It's got to be audited. I wouldn't put it past a few Republican governors to try to sneak it into another account and use it for something else. You got to keep their eyes on these people. But we have the accountants that can do that. But there's this red tape, a lot of this red tape. And Biden said, do two things. He said this yesterday. Governors, put in your own state moratorium right now. And secondly, start dispersing this money quicker than you've been dispersing it. Get going. Do something. Do something. And then Pelosi very, you know, I think truthfully said to him, and some of the people in the Congress say, well, Joe, put in another federal one. And he's thinking, yeah, I could do that. But if they go up for an emergency appeal based on that last Supreme Court opinion, it could be unraveled in 14 days. And other people say, well, that's at least 14 days. That's true. But Joe has got to step up to the plate, and he's doing it, Gene. He's doing it. Good man. But that's very, very good advice. And I think people listening to this, there are legislators who listen to this. There are judges who listen to this and other people and journalists. And that idea of yours will get around. Thanks very much for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Morning, Matt. Two things. One, on the eviction notice, you know, if we are one nation under God, let's act like it. If we're not one nation under God, then, don't help them out. We are a compassionate nation that looks out for all people. So we can't do this, well, we'll help this guy, we'll help that guy. And then on the COVID, as we all know, the COVID is really running rampant in the red states. Why? Because they talk about their rights. Well, there's also the right not to be infected. So if you want rights, you must show responsibility. Same thing with the guns. They want guns. Everybody's got to have guns, but no responsibility, no license, no nothing. Hey, you know, just give the guy a gun. We got to stop this. This is a part of one part of the Republican Party. There's a lot of good Republicans. I used to be a Republican. I could see becoming one again if they show some responsibility. But this lack of responsibility, it's all about my rights. And if we are one nation under God, remember that when it comes to the eviction notices. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. That's very poignant, as always, very articulate. And I agree with you 100%. And I'll say you this, that there is a flip side to rights, and that's responsibility. And the Republican Party always stood for that. They always said we have rights and responsibilities. Now they're getting rid of the responsibility part of it. Not all of them. Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney aren't, but a lot of them are. And the thing is, on evictions in particular, we are one nation. And you don't let, maybe 3 million women with little kids. That's okay if they go, roaming around the streets crying, and I just avert my gaze. I mean, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do it. Bill, thanks for calling in. The lines are alive. We're going to go to the next one in line. We're going to go to Chris of Poinette. Chris, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Morning. Hey, in regards to grifters, I listened to the story of Joseph Smith on Wisconsin Public Radio. And yeah. that very much reminds me of Trump and his grifting.
Right.
I thought you might be interested in listening in on Joseph Smith and the whole Mormon movement, because he did a whole lot of grifting to get through to where he got to.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar on that. And obviously, Chris, in a secular society like ours,
I greatly recommend you look into it.
Any religion, the base of it frequently or metaphors, there are things that people have adopted over time. And in the long run, we've come together as we're a deeply religious nation, but we're secular as the way we administered it. But thanks for that insight. I will certainly pay some attention. I really appreciate your calling in very, very much. We go into the next in line, which would be Dick of Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Well, this is from the Boy Was I Ever Wrong column. Back in January, when Biden took office, and slightly before he did, I thought that the biggest problem with administering the vaccine would be just be purely the logistics of doing it. After the sandwich he was left by Trump, and yet they turned that around and in no time got to, 100 million, and now the problem is simply just what you guys have been talking about. A stubborn few people, some very uninformed people, some very selfish people that are holding this whole thing up. And hopefully there isn't a variance that breakthrough one that breaks through the actual vaccine. But I never thought that this would be the reason we're behind.
No, I'm with you. You know, what occurred to me is I thought Trump would take credit for fast tracking the vaccine. I mean, it really was a very amazing thing. And even though he didn't do it, I'm surprised he didn't take credit. But he turned against it. He got vaccinated in private and he turned them the other way. If he had been good on COVID, he might have even snuck in. Listen, thanks a lot, Dick, for calling. Before we go to the next caller, I want to say Don of Milwaukee had called in and corrected something I said, and I want to acknowledge that. He said, Matt, Kevin McCarthy said he would hit Nancy Pelosi with that gavel, but he didn't say he would hit her over the head in particular. And I acknowledge that as I look back at the account of it. What he did is he takes this big oversized gavel and he says, quote, it'll be hard not to hit Nancy Pelosi with this. Now, I think the average person thinks in the face or the head. He didn't say the ankle or the butt or the fingers or whatever, but that's a fair comment. So what Kevin McCarthy said is it'll be hard not to hit Nancy Pelosi with it. He still voted against the Violence Against Women Act, and it was wrong what he did. He did not use the word head. I think everybody inferred that. Wisco Paul, my friend, we have a little over a minute to go. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
First of all, good morning, Matt, and God, you have great callers this morning. It's just totally awesome listening to people's opinions. That's what makes your show great. Right now, I don't know if you said this before, I forget, but one-third of all United States coronavirus cases, I can't even talk this morning, but that's Texas and it's Texas and Florida, and they have two Trumpsters as governor, and there's the problem. I mean, Florida and Texas, I mean, they refuse to go by the guidelines, and for goodness sakes, so a lot of the stuff, I'm going to blame on corporate America. They fund right radio, and they fund Fox News, and at some point, they got to take a look at what they're funding and
right.
Try to fix this. I think they also need to be investigated for January 6th. But
these are great points, Paul. We're forced to a break. I'm going to respond to you by name right after the break. You made some key points. Now we'll get back. And thank you very much for calling in. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.